What's going through my mind is that finally somebody listens, and I had a good defense to speak my case, and I feel very happy that one step at a time, there's one hurdle that I went through today. There's many more to go.
That's a big hurdle.
And I feel that I'm innocent. At least somebody's listening to me. So I feel very good, very happy. I feel like $1 million. Every step I take will have to be positives, and the negatives stay behind me. And I want no more negatives in my life. I've had enough of those. And I'll do the best I can, be a good citizen, to the public eye and you guys.
What do you think it would be like waking up tomorrow and looking around and realizing you're in your own bed? You're not in a penitentiary. You can walk outside and do whatever you want. What's that going to be like?
Well, if I go to bed. But I will. But whenever I wake up, then it will sink down that I'm not in jail no more. And this case will open other doors for other people that's in the same boat as I am. There's many more. I'm not the only one. There's more in there. And I like to fight for them. And I'm not going away. You know, I'll be around.
What do you think about your sister and the fight that she put up for you?
She's great.
This is our fight.
And there's Global Mail, Kirk Mankins did a good job, you know, working with my lawyers. And there's Tracy Tyler. Where is she?
There she is.
From the Toronto Star.
She's hiding.
She's
done
a good job.
Your grandnephew down there?
Oh, well, I'm coming to him. And he's been very supportive too as a nephew. And I'll be spoiling him.
And your big nephew behind
and,
you there?
And the other one here. And my brother-in-law, Donnie, he's been supporting me all along.
He was backing me all the way.
And I want to thank all the students that's been in my case, that's done so many hours of work, so many miles of traveling, and a lot of work. And I really appreciate it. And the ones I forgot their names, well, they can hear me out now. Thank you very much. You know?
James, what are the conditions of the release? Does he have to stay in the city of the province?
He has to stay in the province of Ontario and live with his sister, essentially. That's it.
No problem.
No problem.
I wouldn't like to live with my sister, but...
she's a doll!
What I want for dinner? Well, Eric Kincaid was supposed to be here and promised me a big steak in his favorite restaurant.
You'll get one at home.
In Alaska.
Get one
but
at
he
home.
Couldn't make it, so we'll have a barbecue in the backyard.
He sends his best. He's in Alaska.
Yes, he's in Alaska.
But I'll see him when he gets back.
You will.
There's some doubt. People who have been through what you're going through as far as incarceration and also the transition of release.
Yes.
Who have supported you, David Milgarden.
Milgarden, yes.
Working hard. Are you going to be talking to them? Do you think are they going to be offering you some advice about how to adjust? I know Mr. Milgarden has some trouble.
I'll be meeting them.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we always get together, you know. One time or another, we'll all get together and we can share the same feelings. We've been through the same things. Mm-hmm. Not as long, but...
Time is time.
Time is time. One day is too much for an innocent person in prison. And there's more. And I'm not the only one left there.
What sustained you through your incarceration?
My innocent. All the way through. My innocent. I tried to commit, well, I did commit, almost died one time in 76. And the surgeon, when he came, he brought me back. He asked me, what do I do those things for? And I told him the story, and he says, well, you're not going to do it that way. And you better live and fight the BS. So I did. So ever since then, I tried to get help and... I did.
That was the turning point? When
that was the turning point, yeah. I gave up at that time, but after he told me this, live and get them.